ask your smart speaker to play Radio Catskill.
From Northeast Pennsylvania and New York Catskills in the Upper Delaware, this is WJFF. And this is Folk Plus, and I'm Angela Page. Hey, it's Sunday here on WJFF, 4 p.m., and it's time for Folk Plus. You know, last week I had so many songs about prejudice that I decided to pull about 15 songs off the list. And then I thought, you know, maybe this is worthy of 2 weeks of Folk Plus, and that's what's happening. So I'm going to start with the whole idea of Irish need not apply. Recently, I saw Trevor Noah in an interview, and he talked about the whole history of prejudice. At one point, it was the Irish, it was the Italians, it was the blacks and the Puerto Ricans, the Jews, the whole history of who should be the fall guy. So here's another set of the emergence of prejudice, and hopefully it'll make everyone think a little. If we weren't Native American, we're all immigrants, for example. Eddie Bernice Johnson said, "It just comes quietly, discrimination, slowly, sometimes so quietly that you don't realize it until you start looking back."
My name it is Sean Rafferty, and in Sligo I was born. You can see I've been a boxer, for my face is scarred and torn. I fight to sport your gentlemen, 'twas fight or starve and die. For there's signs in every place of work, no Irish need apply. And 3,000 miles from Sligo, I brought these willing hands to taste your peace and freedom and the bounty of your land. For I've a will to work, you see, but none will let me try. To churches, farms, and factories, no Irish need apply. And a fine and strapping man I am, 6 feet and more I've grown. And I've a wife who cares for me, and children of my own. No tongue can tell the perfect hell when hungry babies cry. And there's signs in all your factories, no Irish need apply. So I'd Sir Marquis of Queensbury, a master hard but fair. And if boxing is your sport, then hell, you've seen me here and there. For I fight, and then I drink a bit, and sing of home and sigh. For the signs across your lovely land, no Irish need apply. Someday I'll take the last long count, and I'll hear that final bell. And I think I'll go to heaven, for I've had my taste of hell. There'll be signs around the pearly gates, in letters bold and high, saying, "Welcome home, my Irish son. No English need apply."
Tim Henderson, No Irish Need Apply, kicking us off on this hour of prejudice. Two songs now about gender. We're going to hear Patty Larkin doing Not Bad for a Broad, and Sam Cooke, Fellas, Get Out the Way.
Well, I was minding my own business, singing songs in some old bar. Yep. Well, it was one of those gigs you don't talk about much, but all of a sudden, there you are. The ground round in Saugus, Route 1 on a Friday night. Well, I was doing my best. guess I was taking requests. I was trying to keep the clientele from fighting. When a man sitting down in a front row seat turned around to look at me and he got excited, I could hear him say, as if it were today, "Hey, not bad for a broad, not bad for a broad. Well, she picks guitar like no chick I ever saw. Not bad for a broad, not bad for a broad. Of course, she'd be much better if she were a guy, but oh my, my, not bad for a broad." Well, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I was from Cambridge. I had a pair of Earth shoes on, and I thought, wow, maybe I'm wrong. Who could tell? This is America. Give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Because maybe he was talking about some TV show. Maybe Dolly Parton. Maybe Babs Mandrell. A couple of gals in their own rights. Yeah. So I acted subtle, leaning over toward the table. I was trying to hear what this was all about. But I could have stayed put, would have heard just as good. Even though the guy had his foot in his mouth, I heard him distinctly. And I've ever run. Could have been nice, sugar and spice, Shirley Temple, heaven only knows. Yeah, I could have jumped up that little dance, clicked my heels, tapped my toes. If your brother is really but a jerk, but instead I made a fist and I wound it up. Ooh, I hit that. That's the feminist part right there. Well, he was feeling no pain when the doctor came and just walked away. This is what I said. You already know. Not bad for a broad. Not bad for a broad. Well, you get me mad and I'm bound to do a good job. Not bad for a broad. Not bad for a broad. Of course, I would have hit you much harder if I were a guy. But, oh, man, not bad for a broad. Look out! Thank you, Jane Fonda. Work it out. Thank you, girls.
Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. Well, there's a whole lot of uppity women still ain't satisfied with the deal. We let them ride right alongside. Now they want to take the wheel. And the fellas keep saying we got this, cause that's the way that it's always been done. Don't all the scriptures say a woman should obey? Then in a man right every last one. We can take a little lesson from history, all the priests, generals and kings. There's just nothing like long experience when it comes to making a mess out of things. So fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. Now they want choice and pay equality. Wouldn't believe it how they ran raid. Back in the day, we just knock them on the head and drag them on back to the cave. We're still flexing that privilege, though we find ways to ignore it. And ever subtler ways to say she must have been asking for it. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way.
Tell you what, I thank God that she made women. Every time I'm in a crowd of guys, they might do just fine without us. Without them, we'd be Lord of the Flies. Whoever said it's bros before hoes, I can tell you that's a load of malarkey. If there's any hope for this whole show, we got to bring on the matriarchy.
Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way.
I got a guy friend who's 30 years married. He backs her up however he can. He says, happy wife, happy life. Seems to me he's a reasonable man. I got a gal friend who's tougher than me. If he crosses, there'll be hell to pay. When I hold the door, it ain't chivalry. No, I'm just getting out of her way.
Fellas, get out the way.
Scott Cook, Patty Larkin, bringing us songs about discrimination against women. Moving on to Threepenny Acre and Jane Fallon, bringing us songs about prejudice from the color of your skin.
The shot rings out in the middle of the night. There's a dead man on Tulsa's north side. But there ain't nobody naming names, except a newspaper man with an axe to grind. He says it's real simple, it goes like this. Black man gave a white woman a kiss. So let's rise up and let's burn him down, 'cause there ain't no that night in town. But the truth is, this ain't about an embrace. It's just the age-old struggle to hold down a race. They had their Black Wall Street millionaire Jews, Native nations worth billions in crude. Yeah, the oil flowed with opportunity thick. There were too many people and they were getting rich. And with some folks that don't sit too well, so one day that accent fell. Yeah, the mob crossed Greenwood, Archer bound. They burned a Baptist church, Zion down. They were shooting left and they were shooting right. Yeah, the fire blocked the stars in the sky. There was blood in the streets and bodies everywhere. And the carnage left 35 blocks bare. And that paper said the dead were 23, but there were 500 missing families. Well, the folks left standing, they split fast. All the dreams they were building reduced to ash. Teachers, doctors, lawyers, and preacher men had seen their fair share of blood and sin. But there was this thing about history that they understood, telling them to leave town while they still could. So if you're in downtown Tulsa and you're looking around at all the empty lots where the highways laid down, with the semis and the cars passing through, you'll know that path was laid by a wrecking crew. And if you cross the tracks that separate that town, there's a mass grave buried in the ground. A disgrace they hid beneath the red dirt clay. You hear nothing but a whisper today.
My name is Fanny Taylor, and in 1923 I lived next to a sawmill northeast of Cedar Key, in the little town of Sumner, divided by race from the nearby town of Rosewood. Such a peaceful place. Before the fire, before the noise, before I heard the sheriff call, oh, let's go get him, boys, before the death. Before the screams, I walk the streets of Rosewood in my dreams. 100 angry men sent their dogs into the night to find one black man that they said attacked a woman who was white. And they tortured and they killed, and they terrorized the town, and they took their torches with them, and they burnt it to the ground. The Rosewood I remember was a happy place to be, with three churches and two schools and a baseball team. Houses always painted, roses everywhere, and at night piano music filled the air. Before the fire, the South, it was a hotbed of violence those years. There were lynchings, there were riots, hearts and minds filled with prejudice and fear. So you cannot blame me. My husband went to work very early every day, and he came home very late at night. I also had a lover. He came to my back door. One day he hit me with all his might. To tell the truth about those bruises would lead to my disgrace. So I said what came the quickest to my tongue, that it was a black man who hit me in the face. So God forgive me, I was young. Before the fire, before the noise, before I heard the sheriff call, let's go get him, boys, before the death. Before the screams, I walk the streets of Rosewood in my dreams. One day it was a place where children went to school. The next I saw it burn. Once upon a time, a community with pride. Before the fire, before my life.
There was none on his side. He was all on my side. So we beat him silly. Who said life was fair? And I watched him falling, and he kept on calling, "What the hell are you doing? Brother, don't you care?" Well, he was black, we was white. We was young, and we was right. And somebody has got to pay. In this land of plenty, some ain't got any. And hell, we took our share back in the day. Well, I was riding shotgun in the land of the Indian, South Dakota, laying railroad ties. And we raped their women when they were not willing. And we pissed on their dream of paradise. Hell, they was red, we was white, we was young, we was right. Somebody got to pay. In this land of plenty, some ain't got any. We took our share back in the day. There's a world war coming. We kept on drumming. We dropped a bomb and hell, we'd level that place. And we took no chances behind the barbed wire fences. We kept them prisoner. We hid their face. Hell, they was yeller, we was white, we was young, and we was right. And somebody has got to pay. In this land of plenty, some ain't got any. And hell, we took our share back in the day. Well, it's a different day, you know. Now the white man goes to Indian casinos eating Chinese food. What the hell is he thinking? Thinking without blinking. Getting business with a black man. Getting bed with a Puerto Rican. They was brown, we was white, and we was young, and we was right. And somebody has got to pay. In this land of plenty, some ain't got any. We took our share back in the day. What the hell are y'all looking at? I'm just USA free and proud to be, and I take care of me and mine.
Middle of the night. or swastikas or white hoods.
No, no, never again.
No more hatred hiding as the greater good.
No, never again.
No more Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. No more hiding our responsibility. In the name of order.
No, no, never again.
No more demonizing those across the border.
No, never again.
No more death camps.
No more genocide.
No more killing civilians.
No matter which side. Never again means never. No, not.
Never Again Means Never, brought to you there by Two of a Kind. Chip Taylor before that, Bigot's Graveyard. Set lists are at my Facebook page, Folk Plus Radio on Facebook. Up next, David Roth does an amazing job of Tragedy of a Black and a Jew and how it's reconciled. Here's David Roth with Faithful Intersection today in this hour on Prejudice.
Seven-year-old named Gavin on a sidewalk with his cousin in the Crown Heights part of Brooklyn, August 1991. A few blocks down, a motorcade would head in their direction, and a fateful intersection had begun. The motorcade was carrying the rabbi of a Jewish sect. The neighborhood had many Jews and also many blacks. Uneasy tension simmered just because of who seemed different. Now a car and two young children were on track. A limo in the entourage lost control and hopped the curb. It struck the playing cousins, killing one and nearly two. The neighborhood electrified. The tension proved unbearable. The victim was a black kid. Driver was a Jew. A private Jewish ambulance was first to find the mayhem. Its crew began to help the child pinned beneath the car, while angry blacks began to beat the driver of the limo as frustration and offense became a blur. A New York City ambulance came. Its crew chief saw the escalation of the scene and got that beaten driver whisked away. While two young children still lay bleeding on that Brooklyn sidewalk. Wasn't fair, that's what some would say. It meant another Jew would have to pay. Thank you. same night, not far away, a young man in a yarmulke was walking in the neighborhood like many times before. But now this night is different from all other nights. On this night, the Uncle Rosenbaum was walking into war. A mob of angry men observed his clothing and came running towards him, gaining speed and getting crazed with cries of "Get the Jew!" And get the Jew they did that night. They crushed a total stranger's life. A mob of angry men had come unglued. A Holocaust in Brooklyn now renewed. Temper strong, deep and wrong. Talk is cheap, families weeping. No one loving, pushing, shoving, anger growing, blood is flowing. Fast forward to the present time, 11 years and counting. That part of town has never quite recovered from that day. With bigotry and blindnesses that run through every culture ever go away. A black hand and a white one reach through time and touch the present. It's the father of the little boy, the brother of the Jew. Today they've come together to find meaning into madnesses, embracing one another in plain view. This is what the father had to say. He said, "We are strong, we are loving, we will keep that loving going. We are strong, we are loving, we will keep that loving going. We are strong, we are loving.
Got yourself a cardboard sign, the time to wave it. This world's going straight to hell, but you're gonna save it. Standing in the rain, wishing you were somewhere else. Standing on the sidewalk, wishing you were someone else. It's an old county courthouse made out of glass and stone. There's a child inside who's been too many years alone. But you say only a man and a woman makes a family. And you'll be damned if that boy ever goes home with me. But the world needs more fathers and mothers willing to love little sisters and brothers, and a lot less hate from you and the others who would stand in the way of fathers and mothers. But a heart can never have too much love. If you ask me, but a heart with only a little bit of hate just stays empty. But I walk up the concrete steps and go in through the door. I can see your mouth moving, but I can't hear you anymore. You know, Jesus was a baby boy once just like you. They say he loved everybody, maybe someday you will too. 'Cause the world needs more fathers and mothers, willing to love little sisters and brothers, and a lot less hate from you and the others who would stand in the way of fathers and mothers. The world needs more fathers and mothers, willing to love little sisters and brothers, and a lot less hate from you and the others who would stand in the way of fathers and mothers.
Every time we think about same-sex marriage, makes us sick to our guts.
I mean, two people who want to commit to a stable, monogamous, lifelong relationship, what are they, nuts?
It's unnatural. Now a man should not lie with a person who is a guy. He should only lie to his wife. The Bible is clear. We're defenders of marriage in three-button suits. We'll raise our double standard and see who salutes. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. Every time we hear about same-sex parents, oh my gosh, we exclaim. I mean, two people who want to provide a protective and nurturing family environment, have they no shame?
It's so deviant.
It's the Lord's holy word, as my second wife said to my third. That the family's based on obligation and fear. We're defenders of marriage, connubial narcs, ever vigilant and patriotic patriarchs. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. One summer evening while my woman was doing laundry, I shared a six-pack with an old John Bircher, and oh so wisely he imparted an ancient quandary. To ponder, he said, it's nature versus a legislature.
Are people born gay? Or do they turn gay just to piss off Dick Army?
We're an army of dicks with a militant stance. Let's get the government off our backs and into our pants. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who wanna get married
and have their insurance carried.
Beneficiary and lie next to the ones they love when they are buried.
You're listening to my tune, Stronger, Side by Side. It's just Celebrate Differences, all about love, L-O-V-E, just like Michael Jackson says, L-O-V-E.
Just because my hair is a little longer, just because my skin is a little darker, just because my eyes are a little smaller, who are you to judge me? Just because my clothes are a little raggedy, just because my shoes are old and dirty, just because I live in this part of the city, who are you to judge me? Just because your father is a chauvinist, just because your mother is real prejudiced, just because your best friend is an atheist, who am I to judge you? I see a white man in the middle, black man left and a yellow man right. Though they are three strong individuals, they'll stand stronger side by side. Though they are three strong individuals, they'll stand stronger side by side. We'll stand stronger side by side. We'll stand stronger side by side. Just because I eat red meat and drink whiskey, just because I smoke my dope and nicotine, just because I watch hardcore pornography, who are you to judge me? Just because I'm only in my 20s. Just because I wasn't around in the 60s. Just because I'm now having fun in the 90s. Who are you to judge me? Just because you drive a red Ferrari. Just because you hate to ride the subway. Just because on weekends you fly to Chile. Who am I to judge you? I see a white man in the middle, black man left and a yellow man right. Though they are three strong individuals, they'll stand strong side by side. I see a white man in the middle, black man left and a yellow man right. Though they are three strong individuals, they stand strong side by side. Stand strong side by side. Stand strong side by side. They'll stand strong side by side. Hair is a little longer, just because my skin is a little darker, just because my eyes are a little smaller, who are you to judge me? Just because my clothes are a little ragged, just because my shoes are old and dirty, just because I live in this part of the city, who are you to judge me? So even if you come from a foreign country, even if you're raised by a royal family, even if your grandma does your laundry, even if you earn a six-figure salary, even if you manage the late-night dinners, or even if you're one of their security, or even if you're in that gang of 20, or even if you're witness to the battery, even if you're sitting in the jury, even if you ain't been to the registry, even if you can't count out the 30, even if you having short-term memory, even if you work for the LAPD, who am I to judge you? And who are you to judge me? I don't have to like you, and you don't have to like me. I can just ignore you, you can just ignore me. I see a white man in the middle, black man left and a yellow man right. Though they are three strong individuals, they'll stand stronger side by side. See a white man in the middle, black man left and a yellow man right. Though they are three strong individuals, they'll stand stronger side by side. They'll stand stronger side by side. Though they are three strong individuals, they'll stand stronger side by side. They'll stand stronger side by side. They'll stand stronger side by side.
Kevin So, he gave an introduction, which was live from the 2009 Northeast Regional Folk Conference. He did Stronger Side by Side. My website is folkplusradio.com, and you can check on set lists. You can find out how to check on set lists. Going to do a couple more songs here, visiting Prejudice on the show today.
I was looking for adventure. The army was for me. The only way to see the world was to join the infantry. Courage would be my brother, valor my sweetheart dear. And all in the world I had to do was to sign up for 5 years. They sent me to Fort Riley to fight the Indian, a duty of no object on which to make my stand. I thought hard of the Indian and of his manner crude, until I met a lizard mouse
of Adam Rude.
Adam Rude has a brother in Washington back east, who made this lowly liar a federal appointee. The Indian Bureau sent him, I wish they'd take him back. For cheating and depravity are faults that he don't lack. We sat down to a parley to talk with the Indian. They gave up all their wandering. They gave up all their land. The army promised shelter. The army promised food. But the Indian don't get neither on account of Adam Rude. Adam Rude is a coward. He does just what he's told. He lines his brother's pockets and his own with Indian gold. With their families slowly dying, brave warriors they grieve. And Adam Rude is puffed with pride at how he has deceived. But when they paint their faces and raise their lances bright, it's me, the lowly private, who'll have to risk my life. When the army tells my mother that a burial is due, will they also tell her that I died on account of Adam Rude? Oh, the trooper's life is hard, boys, from dawn till the setting sun. One day is hardly finished till the next day has begun. There's glory and there's pride for those in the cavalry. But the honest walking soldier is as low can be. Well, I hate the summer's blazing heat, and I hate the winter snow, and I hate the bloody locusts who eat up all I grow, and I hate my sergeant major, and on this I will conclude that I don't hate none of these as bad as I hate Adam Rude. That I don't hate none of these as bad as I hate Adam
Children, my children, why do we build the wall? children, my children, how does the wall keep us free? Children, my children, who do we call the enemy?
Who do we call the enemy? The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy, and we build a wall to keep us free. That's why we build a wall, we build a wall to keep us free.
Because we have and they have not. My children, because they want what we have got.
Because we have and they have not, because they want what we have got. The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build a wall to keep us free. That's why we build a wall, we build a wall to keep us free.
What do we have that they should want? My children, my children. What do we have that they should want?
I am a stranger in this place. Here but for the grace of God go I. I am an immigrant. I have left everything I own. To everything I've known I say goodbye. She said, give me your tired. Don't you know I'm weary? She said, give me your poor. She's talking to me. One of your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And I never have lost sight of what this journey has been for. See how she lifts her lamp beside the golden door. I am an Irishman. When the famine put us to the test, away into the west like wild birds flying, we put our backs to the wheel. With a heart that always yearned for home, we have made this place our own and about died trying. She said, give me your time, don't you know I'm weary? When she said, give me your poor, she's talking to me. One of your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And I never have lost sight of what this journey has been for. See how she lifts her lamp beside the golden door. Chinese, I have worked your mills, your yards, your mines. I have laid your railroad lines with my two good hands. I am a Chicano. In your orchards and your fields, I have gathered in the yields for this hungry land. She said, give me your tire, don't you know I'm weary? She said, give me your poor, she's talking to me. One of your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And I never have lost sight of what this journey has been for. See how she lifts her lamp beside the golden door. I am Iranian, a Jew from Laos, from Kathmandu. I am your story. I am a long, long line, one you have forgotten, that is true. I am everything you knew. I am your glory. She said, give me your tire, don't you know we're weary? When she said, give me your poor, and me. We are the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And we never must lose sight of what this journey has been for, as we lift her lamp beside the golden door.
Robin Linda Williams doing Adam Rude, Aeneas Mitchell, Why We Build a Wall, and John McCutcheon doing Immigrant. I'm at folkplusradio.com, and I'll be right here next week, same time.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Calicoon Theater, an historic Art Deco cinema on Upper Main Street, Calicoon, New York, featuring new films, classic throwbacks, local film festivals, and live events. Schedule and information at thecalicoontheater.com. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties along the Upper Delaware River in Pennsylvania and New York, riverreporter.com. And from listeners like you.
Hi, I'm Domenico Montanaro, senior political editor and correspondent for NPR, where responsibly covering the presidential election means consulting many sources. We put hard questions to the campaigns, pundits, and experts. We carefully analyze polls. But most importantly, we listen to voters, seeking out varied perspectives on the issues that matter most. You can support NPR's coverage today by giving to this station. Thanks.
Make your donation now. Go to wjffradio.org.